Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work. Okay, so I just graduated college and everyone is saying that I should have a plan. Why should I have a plan and why can't I just go with the flow?
Great question. You know, Isabel, you're not our kid, so we don't care.
You are so mean.
Yeah, God.
Her parents are going to listen to this and they're like, yep, and I let her work with you guys.
Yeah. Hi, Mom.
Exactly.
Yeah, my mom's listening right now, like, oh God.
Who are these people?
You know, this is a great question. Should you plan every aspect of your life? I would tell you no. Doesn't make sense. I think you miss out on any number of spontaneous opportunities, right? Tammy, did you plan to meet your husband?
Oh, heck no. In fact, when I met him, actually, I was like, really? No, not now, not you. Absolutely. Sorry.
Right? So I think there's this piece of, I can't plan all of it because there are going to be unforeseen things that are going to come up that are going to be great, wonderful things. There are going to be also unforseen things that
crap.
That's probably better.
Crap. I'm trying to make sure that Isabel doesn't have to use that little buzz button on you. Yeah.
I don't want her to miss the beat. Does it make sense to plan and have some general idea of outcomes? Totally makes sense.
You know, Scott, we talk about this and, you know, I mean, think about the number of organizations that we're working with right now that we're doing strategic planning. And there was a time period where strategic planning was a 10-year, let's put a 10-year picture out there. And then we started talking about 5 years. And when COVID hit, now it's kind of like people are actually asking this question that Isabel is contemplating. I mean, why bother when things like COVID come? You might as well just throw all those plans out. With that said, there are areas in our lives that I think it makes sense to at least have some idea of what you want to achieve there. So for instance, there comes a time in your life when you should say, do I want to be a parent or don't I want to be a parent? Right? Because there's a time frame when it's easier to do that than not. And so actually making that decision and then deciding what are you going to do about that, knowing that I don't have to do that today, okay? But if I do want to be a parent, when does that make sense in my life? What am I going to have to do to position myself to get there? And when am I going to start making sure that that has risen to the top so it doesn't get past the time frame when that might be difficult for me?
And for me, it's what is that outcome or what are the objectives? What do you call them? Goals, objectives, things you want to accomplish, whatever,
big rocks,
whatever that is. I think there's also a time that it is you're going to do some stuff and then you evaluate. So you could say today, right? We could be mean and put Isabel on the spot and say, Isabel, do you ever want to be a parent? You don't need to answer that. And she could say yes or no.
Correct.
And she could go do, and then, okay, later, 6 months later, 5 years later, I'm going to reevaluate that. And hey, you know, based on what's happened, yeah, gosh, I think I do want to, or God, hell no. I had to babysit my sister's kids and never.
Never. But that's right, because some decisions are not a forever decision. And we talk about that in the book, Scott, micro decisions versus macro, and how we oftentimes confuse them. And we sometimes think, that if I say yes or no to this now, it's forever. And that's just not accurate anymore. There are very few things that are forever. And so in this particular space, we can say for now, mm-hmm. right? This is my decision for now. Now, do I still think we need to have an idea of what kind of life I want? Yes, I need to make that call. I need to say, hey, this is the kind of people I want to hang out with. Great. I need to make that call. This is the kind of work I would like to do. I can make that call. And I can take step towards the things that I want to in the future, but I don't have to have it be lockstep. Because if I'm in lockstep, this has to happen when I'm 22. This has to happen when I'm 25. This has to happen when I'm 29. This has to happen when I'm 31. You miss out on all of the things that might have happened, could have happened, things that you would actually have preferred, but you didn't know that when you put that big old plan together. And so it's, yeah, I have this idea of what it is that I want to achieve and where I want to go. And I am going to continually look at that and determine, right, what it means for now. Michael and I do strategic planning every fall, right? What do we want to accomplish this year? How do we want to spend our precious resources, time, money, energy? Okay. We do it every year. We don't say when in that year we're going to get those things done, but we absolutely say what's important to us. And to me, that's the difference, is having the flexibility so that we can look at that and know that if something else comes by and we change our mind or something else is more important, that I have the flexibility to do that.
Yeah. And I think then when it's time to go, right, it's time to take action. Then again, I think you take that next layer of planning. You decide you want to remodel your house.
Yep.
Okay. I want to do that in 2024, whatever, you know, whatever that date is. Okay, great. Now when it's time, oh, now there's some other things you need to start planning for.
Correct. And by the way, I want to remodel in 2024. Well, I might have had to think about that in 2022 and start saving money.
Yeah.
So that I could put it towards the remodel in 2024. Okay. But I didn't have to. It didn't have to have it all figured out. I just knew that the big goal was remodel and the time frame was 2024. And right. I'm putting together the pieces today to set me up for success then. Right. But maybe I came to 2024 and I thought I wanted to remodel, but what I really want to do is go to Australia. And I can change my mind. And that's one of the great things about you being in control of your life instead of the plan being in control of your life.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.